actually. I think it's a kick forwards into the right.
Is that intentional runner? It's going to get there. Oh, excuse me. Look at this one.
This could be close. This could be really close.
It's your host here, Tom Holly. That's my last name. Joined here by European culture correspondent Neil Delastrito, of course, and lacrosse culture correspondent Peter Brown. We were lucky enough to be able to train Peter in again to do the podcast. You know, twice in 1 week is honestly kind of special. Really blowing out the budget on that one. We're here for the Valspar. Kind of tough to follow up the players. You know, you really never want to be after the players, but somebody has to do it, and we do appreciate the Valspar for taking the reins there. Kind of a weak player lineup. Is there anyone in particular that we're looking at as a crew here? I know Justin Thomas is playing, which is a little surprising. But other than that, it's a pretty weak strength of field.
It is. This is not good. Zach Johnson, we got him here?
Zach Johnson's been playing a lot of tour events this year. It's honestly great to see. Cheston Hadley, of course, is one of my favorites as a resident string bean.
Oh, Denny's playing?
Denny plays a lot as well.
We got Denny?
I think Denny gets the win this week. I think it's finally Denny's turn. I think he played pretty well at the Players, as not as well as Bay Hill as I had hoped. But I think in this weaker field, he's going to do pretty great. Adam Hadwin, of course, as we know, high on my list. Cole Hammer and Pearson Cootie are both getting sponsors exemptions. Actually, I think Cootie might be a PGA Tour U guy.
I like Davis Riley this week.
He's a sponsor exemption.
Good second year guy. Hits the ball well.
I'll be honest. I thought Davis was still a rookie. I'll be completely honest about that.
Is he technically a rookie? No. He was on the tour last year.
I think you're right.
I don't know how the rookie status necessarily works, but
I think you're right. Any big predictions for March Madness? Because we're watching the selection show at the moment, and I don't have much to say about the Copperhead course at Innisbrook.
UConn Huskies.
UConn Huskies, you're taking to win the title. I think it's a bad take. I'm not going to lie to you.
All I know is that Merrimack College is robbed, and we are the true national champions.
Correct. Only two teams get to end the year with a win, and Merrimack's going to be... Actually, only one team gets to end the year with a win.
Two?
Well, now it's two, though.
Well, now it's two. And Merrimack's one of them.
Merrimack's one.
This is true.
Neil, you're also our resident college basketball correspondent.
Right.
Thoughts on...
I need my guys right here at the four seed in the Albany division. This is it right here. Damn it! Sorry.
I'm kind of liking Albany. Why did you want them in Albany?
Well, because it goes Albany and then it goes Madison Square Garden. So, yeah. If you win a couple games, which is...
Oh, the Huskies could beat MSG.
They could be at Albany and then MSG.
They're probably on the three line now for the Albany game.
Oh, wait, this is the Midwest region. Never mind. We're good.
Okay.
We're chilling.
Who's your pick to win the tournament?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I wish I had better insight. I do not.
So you kind of just made me look like an absolute moron calling you our college basketball correspondent.
Well, nobody has any idea.
Okay, but make an educated guess. That's what we pay you for.
Pittsburgh.
Not Pittsburgh. You know what? You lost
Kansas.
Your segment.
I'll take Jayhawks.
Okay, that was soft. That was bad radio.
I didn't think about it.
I am gonna take Duke.
Ugh.
Hate to say it, got hot in their ACC. They look to be in one of those stupid ass Duke phases. They are playing hard for coach, and they just seem to have that dumbass look in their eye that I hate so much.
That's fair.
after commercial, we're going to do our favorite paint colors in honor of the Valspar, and you know, just discuss what you should do for the interior of your home. Back from commercial here. Speaking of things with great colors, the Banti Tee collection, the Jaybird collection, has all of the colors covered that you could possibly need for any t-shirt that you would want. And of course, you can use promo code 1OVER to save 10% on any merchandise purchase on the Banti website. I'm personally, I'm a blue guy. I'm a big fan of blue. So we're here on the Valspar website. I like, for like a living room setup, I like a little bit of a lighter color for a living room,
okay.
But I still want blue. So I'm going to take Northern Sky Blue, 4008-5B. It's on their popular list. You could call that a gray.
You could. It's getting close to gray.
But I don't want like a loud blue in my living room. My no offense to my parents. I love them dearly. My house has horrific paint colors. Horrific.
Didn't you have a bright green?
My childhood bedroom is lime green. more of like a neon lime green. My living room, or my den, I guess, is like mustardy yellow. Like a light mustardy yellow. Awful.
Yeah.
And then our dining room is like purple with like stripes.
All over the place.
All over the map. Really bad. We get a lot of comments on that. Neil, your favorite paint color.
You know, I was just going through the list. There's a lot of great names. I was picking by names. We got cream in my coffee.
I don't like that. Pause. Yeah, I don't like that one bit.
We got wet pavement.
Neil, good God. Can you pick another one?
How about there was a good one with cheese in it. What about Southern Road?
That's I like that. Fun. I like that color as
it's
well.
It's kind of a nice color, yeah.
It's giving like dirt road. I imagine what Augusta's dirt road looked like before it was paved.
Yeah. It's another good one. Piano Brown as well.
Oh, that's I like that fun. As well.
Circle and Pete that Piano Brown.
I got a good one. Cinema Screen.
Cinema Screen.
Can I see that one?
Yeah, what does that look
like?
It's
a nice,
is it black?
It's a nice cream color almost. A nice off-white.
For the folks at home, that's 7001-17. That's pretty boring. I can't
it's
lie.
It's a good wall color.
Okay.
I was thinking for walls, not for an actual color.
Okay, that's fair. All right. I hope the Valspar is great. Honestly, I think JT is hopefully playing so that he can find his friggin' game again. I'm gonna rest my money on Denny McCarthy though. Pretty sure I'm pretty sure he's gonna at least top five.
Mm-hmm.
Great trophy too.
Shout out Duff.
Shout out Jason Duffner. For the best. For the folks listening at home, we'll leave you with a game about Jason Duffner. Reply. We'll post a poll. So don't look it up. Over under on Jason Duffner's OWGR. We'll set it at 637. If you think he's higher. Then 637, we'll give you the option. And if you believe he is better ranked than 637th in the world, please feel free to tell us as well. And I hope you have a great week. Swing it like a boomerang, a tank, come around, round, wanna hit the top. Ooh, the lolly, lolly. Chip, puck, you know what's the big whoop? When I play my game, and then I make my mama proud. Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far. Then the crowd goes, woo. Then you hear the ooh, the lolly, lolly. Tweet, tweet. I want my birdies all day long, let the bogeys go. It's a hey. Ooh, the lolly, lolly.